It's not about abrogating the contract between Merchant Bank and Fortis. No. It is about we seeking for answers to some questions that bothers everybody. And we think that as a responsible house, a house that is supposed to place an oversight responsibility of the ordinary man, we think that TUC is against the deal, Christian Council is against the deal, and a lot of individuals are talking about the deal. So as people who represent the ordinary man on the streets in our various constituencies, we thought we should come back and find answers to those particular questions that we don't understand. So that if we are all very clear in our minds that the deal is a good one, then we'll allow you to go. If there are certain things that we all don't get it, then we force SNITE and Bank of Ghana to let us get actual answers. And this Fortis deal is not an NDC deal, it's not an MPP deal. It is a deal that we think that we need answers for.
Others have raised issues with timing. They said that you should have raised this during the time the deal was being negotiated and all that.
If somebody is having a problem with the timing, then it's unfortunate. I can say for sure that the motion was moved when we were in Parliament, but it's just that it was not taken by the Speaker. So we thought that at the end of the day, timing doesn't matter, the right thing matters. Fortis might have taken over, but that doesn't matter. What matters most is about the people's money. If it is a bad deal, we still have the opportunity as a house to put things right.
Others have also spoken on the fact that this is not the first time we are handling a contract like this. We had that of Vodafone.
My brother, people are comparing apples with oranges. In any case, if some things are wrongly done as a nation, must we continue to do the wrong thing? No. If we have done the wrong thing, we need to change and do the right thing. But if you are comparing the Vodafone deal with this Fortis, it's not the same. Fortis has not been in Parliament. It is a different transaction between SNITE and Fortis. But there have been a series of questions.
I must quickly indicate that 80 of the members who have actually appended their signature to the motion are all members on the other side. And that in itself is not any positive sign for consensus building, because one would have expected that if they find something very untoward, they would have consulted members across board such that they could have members of the majority also signing up to the motion. But this appears to be a purely minority affair, and I do not think that that engender the kind of consensus building that we're looking for. It only creates a certain sinister mindset that are they up to something politically mischievous, you know. So it's unfortunate, but we will look at it. If indeed it is in the best interest of the people, what they are asking for, calling for, goes to, you know, portray the overarching interest of the Ghanaian people, we will give it the necessary support. But if the motion in itself is flawed, I do not think it will progress any further.
But you've heard about the deal yourself. Do you think it's in the best interest of the nation?
I have not necessarily studied the nitty-gritties of the deal, but this is a deal that has been concluded. Aspects of it is a matter even in court. I would not want to imagine that the SNITE board will do something untoward. So will the Bank of Ghana, which is the regulatory body, also not scrutinize the issues very well before giving a green light. I want to state that the issue of the Merchant Bank, obviously, is not beneficial to the SNITE contributors, the reason for which all agree that the bank had to go. But then people are concerned about the manner in which the bank had been sold or disposed of, as to whether what those who bought it, the new owners, that was the best deal for the Ghanaian people, is the matter that others are raising. But clearly, from all the information that I have personally gathered, I have not really come to the point that something untoward has been done.